Hare Krishna. Good morning, dear devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We are having a few additional details that need to be taken care of because it seems that the devotees wish to continue with simultaneous translation. It doesn't change anything for me and for this session. I'm just going to speak straight English. But they have access to another channel where somebody's translating my English into Russian simultaneously. And the English speakers don't have to hear any of it. So, the devotees have requested if we can do that and see how it works. We actually did it last time. You maybe didn't even know about it. But we did it on Saturday. And we're going to continue to do it today. And it took a little time to set it up. And then also I was a little bit late. So... as they say, expression in English, it's one of those days. I'm sure. I'm sure devotees can relate when you have one of those days. Well, it's been one of those days. We still have Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and we can begin reading from it today. Should I assume my translator is translating? Can some Russian speaker just... Yes, okay. I just didn't want to go on thinking that it wasn't happening. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Volume 2, Chapter 4, Text 152. Ye chai katara rupasya Nishta bhavantina avishesha grahastasya yatkinchid rupasevakaha. Devotees not exclusively attracted to one form of the Lord, those whose affection is not focused on a single appearance of His, are ready to serve Him in any form. Commentary. Some devotees are attracted to all of the Supreme Lord's appearances. Those devotees serve any one form of the Lord of Vaikuntha without any preference as to which. Other devotees are attracted to serving two, three, or several particular forms. I'm going to read a couple of verses. Ye cha lakshmi patir asta kshari manutaparaha tehi save svadehante vaikuntam imam ashrutaha. Some devotees dedicated themselves to the eight-syllable mantra or some other mantra for the husband of Lakshmi. And when those devotees left their material bodies, they all obtained the shelter of this Vaikuntha. Commentary. Devotees of Narayan can realize his association by chanting his mantra of 5, 8, or 12 syllables. Shri Parashara Rishi states in the Vishnu Purana, Gatva Gatva Nivartante Chandra Suryadiyo Grahaha Adyapina Nivartante Dvadasakshara Chintakaha. Even the moon, sun, and other planets are created and destroyed again and again, but persons who have meditated on the 12-syllable mantra have never had to return even till the present day. Since all of Lord Narayan's mantras call upon his holy names, the 12-syllable mantra mentioned here refers indirectly to all the Lord's mantras, not just the mantra of 12 syllables, as effective means for achieving Vaikuntha. Devotees who worship the Lord perfectly with any of his mantras attain his shelter in the next life. And among the sheltered devotees, those who worship the Lord as the Supreme Controller reach him in Vaikuntha. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Garin Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurandina Taranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaman Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shanyavari Pasyata Te Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadarhar Shivasiri Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Previous verses, we were discussing what were we discussing? Like I said, it's been one of those days. My memory's even failed me today. I forgot what we were discussing. But the last verse, we were describing the various locations of Vaikuntha. And specifically describing Ayodhya as one location, Dwarka as another location, and many other various locations of the spiritual world, Paravyoma. In fact, I was reading, I think it was yesterday, I was reading a section, Madhyalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 21, Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Sanatana Goswami. In that chapter, Lord Chaitanya is describing the unlimited, vast worlds, various, or should I say, dhams, such as Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, and Hari Dham, and which are, of course, all below Goloka. And in his description of Hari Dham, he was saying that the innumerable planets that exist in Vaikuntha are all manifest in all of those different planets are different forms of the Lord. And the interesting, Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami, I've read it before, but somehow I noticed it yesterday, that when he was describing how during the Brahma Mohana Leela, when the Lord had assumed unlimited forms of cowherd boys, unlimited, and unlimited forms of calves, and of course, when at the end of the pastime, when the Lord revealed how he had assumed these forms to Lord Brahma, and of course Balaram was understood just shortly before that, but nonetheless, Lord Chaitanya said that each of the forms that are the four-arm forms that Lord Brahma saw were one of his expansions from all the innumerable Vaikuntha planets. They had all assembled before Lord Brahma. So someone may think Lord Brahma was there seeing all these different assembled forms. And then he went on to explain in the same verse that all the different Brahmas all appeared also. And they were all standing before all these different forms of all the different Narayanas that had all appeared from all the different Vaikuntha planets. And they were all reverentially standing before him. And then he said, and then within one moment, he said, they all just entered back into his body. And I was reading this because there's a lot of details that I've read before, but somehow they've taken on a new light because of my readings from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I found a lot of things I'm reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita are really taking on a different light. Not different in the sense that it wasn't already there, but different in the sense I didn't see it. And now I'm starting to see it more and more. You know, it really, you know, it deepens my faith. Really deepens my faith. And I've oftentimes referred to that one time I was sitting with Gaur Govinda Maharaj, and we were having an extensive, it's not a conversation, he was speaking to me actually. And one of the topics he covered in this discussion he was having with me is, Maharaj, he was saying, can't you see And he was holding up Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, everything's here, Maharaj. Everything's here. And then, of course, he started to, to use the example that we have to learn how to dive deep. And if we learn how to dive deep, we'll see that it's already there. And I'm starting to realize that it's having been exposed to this this Brihad Bhagavatamrita in the way that I've been studying it. And it's not something new. I've read it at least two or three times before this, but somehow never so consecutively, day after day after day, as I've been doing this year. And it's overwhelming. And when I read this description of Majjalila chapter 21, which of course I've read many times, it takes on more and more of a deeper understanding of what's there in the verses, and what Prabhupada is saying in the purports. And it really convinces me why Prabhupada states himself that we have to read these books of the Goswamis right in his purports. nonetheless, I was reading in Majjalila chapter 21, and where this particular description of the Brahma Mohana Lila, where Lord Chaitanya is describing all the different opulences. The chapter is actually entitled "The Opulences and Sweetnesses of the Lord," because he starts with all the opulences. And I was also realizing as I was reading it that all the opulences Lord Chaitanya described to Sanatan Goswami are all very perfectly presented in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, because he realized all of these things, as we said many times, as he said right in the very beginning of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, because he had the shelter of Lord Chaitanya and heard all these things from him, he was able to realize them and to present them in this way, and he gave that as his explanation for the presentation of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So obviously, we can draw the corollary between, Sanatan Goswami, what he's writing here, and that which he heard from Lord Chaitanya. But then he describes different forms, the different dhams, all the different opulences that all exists in the Hari Dham. And then he goes on to explain how the unlimited nature of the Devi Dham, which of course is the material world, and the unlimited universes that exist in the material world. And then Lord Chaitanya tells him the story. I spoke about this yesterday. Tells him the story of when Lord Brahma went to Dwarka. And when he entered Dwarka and he introduced himself to the gatekeeper, and he said, please tell the Lord that Brahma is here to see him. And we all know the story, but it's very wonderful the way Lord Chaitanya described it, is that then the Lord, when the messenger came to him, sent back a message to Lord Brahma, asked him which Lord Brahma, and then Lord Brahma explained, well, it's me, Lord Brahma, the four-headed Brahma. And and then at that most opportune time, the Lord then, as Brahma was coming in to the palace before the Lord in his throne in Dwarka, and then the Lord had called all the different Brahmas from all over the universes. And they all appeared. Immediately they all appeared. And they had different, some of them had 8 heads, 16 heads, 32 heads, and every, you know, exponentially they're increasing, and so many thousands, millions, and all these Brahmas assembled there, and then the Lord Brahma was watching all this, but all the other Brahmas didn't know that all the other Brahmas were there. They didn't know. They thought they were there alone with the Lord. And the Lord asked them, how are things going in your universe? And then each Lord Brahma said, well, because you've come to give protection in our universe, things are going very well. And then each Lord Brahma was saying that to the Lord, and because each Lord Brahma was thinking that the Lord was speaking just to them because they didn't see anyone else present, and they were thinking that the Lord was in their universe. And the only person present, the only Brahma present who was watching all this was the four-headed Brahma. And he was watching it all. And then it was also not just Brahma, but all the Shivas came too. And Indras. And they were all present there. And Lord Chaitanya was describing this to Sanatana Goswami to give the evidence of the unlimited nature of Devidam. That there's unlimited planets, unlimited universes, unlimited Brahmas in Devidam. And Devidam, and Lord Chaitanya explains, is only one quarter, three quarters is Haridam. And of course, there's Maheshdam also, but Prabhupada says in one purport that those who worship the Lord, but they don't know about all his, they don't know about his supreme abode in Vaikuntha, then they go to Maheshdam, and they enter there, and then they may gradually, of course, go from Maheshdam to Haridam. But anyways, then he was using the example of Devidam and the expansiveness and unlimitedness of it with all these different Brahmas to show the vastness of Haridam. If you just imagine how vast Devidam is, that that's only one quarter, then what to speak about Haridam? And in each of those planets, Vaikuntha planets, the Lord has different forms. And he's worshipped in those different forms by those who worship that particular form as that by their previous method of worship before achieving perfection. And they achieve these different destinations. And there was something very interesting. In fact, as I read it yesterday, I was really meditating on it. And in fact, it was a verse. Let me see if I could quickly find it, because I decided to write to. I have regular from time to time, Devamrita Maharaj and Shivaram Maharaj. We have different philosophical brain, what do they call them? Brain teasers? Where something is really, really inconceivable, and we try to discuss amongst themselves that which is inconceivable and try to come upon a conclusion that may help us to understand that which is inconceivable. So I sent a question to the two of them. Devamrita Maharaj already answered. Shivaram Maharaj's answer was, this is too much. We're going to have to do this in a conference. And then I asked him to elaborate, what do you mean do it in the conference? But anyways, this is what, after Lord Chaitanya described all these different opulences and forms of these different dhams, then Kaviraj Goswami quotes this verse. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing the opulences and spiritual potencies of Krishna in this way, there was an awakening of love of Krishna within him. His mind became immersed in the sweetness of conjugal love. And he quoted the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, because now Lord Chaitanya is going to begin describing the sweetness of Krishna and the ultimate form of the Lord, of Krishna, and why that form is so attractive, and why that form can attract everyone. He's going to give all the details of the form, and because now Lord Chaitanya his mind became immersed in the sweetness of conjugal love. And I was trying to understand, is this unique to Lord Chaitanya? Because it sounds to me like the word is called Udipan. Now Udipan, Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Udipan is a stimulus for ecstatic love. And sometimes a devotee may hear something, may say something, may remember something, may see something. And that Udipan is a stimulus for his Stayi Bhava. Now, of course, Lord Chaitanya, we know he came in the mood of Srimati Radharani. But yet, here we see Lord Chaitanya was describing all of Krishna's opulences. It's describing Haridam. It's describing Devidam, Maheshdam, and all these different forms, which are really, I mean, it's generally, and is explained in chapter 19 in Lord Chaitanya's instructions, these are generally Udipans, or stimulus for those who are in Dasya or Shanta. They're not stimuluses for those who are in the mood of conjugal love. The opulence. Generally, sometimes we even hear devotees say, I only want to hear about Vrindavan. I don't want to hear about these other. They have a particular attraction to only hear about Vrindavan. But here we see Lord Chaitanya's describing the opulences of Vaikuntha, ecstatic love, in the mood of conjugal love in him. And now he begins to describe the sweetness of Krishna. So my mind was starting to think, is this unique to Lord Chaitanya? Or, of course, we know Lord Chaitanya, he adopts different moods. And within conjugal love, there is also the mood of Vatsalya and Sakya and Dasya. They're all there. And sometimes he appears in Radha Bhava, always in the mood of Srimati Radharani. There are many places in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya begins to absorb himself, or by stimulus absorb himself in the mood of a Manjari Gopi, and begins, like the famous, he's collecting the flowers. And so how is it that Radharani is absorbed in the mood of a Manjari Gopi? And these descriptions are given in many places in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Devamrita Maharaj sent back a quote from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and explaining how these different moods are all there within Lord Chaitanya. And he very nicely explained it. But I'm just getting to the point that I found it very, very, very interesting that Lord Chaitanya was describing the opulences of Krishna, and it became a stimulus by describing those opulences. It became a stimulus for his ecstatic love in a mood of conjugal love. And then in that mood, all of a sudden he begins describing the sweetness of Krishna in the mood of conjugal love. Anyways, I'm not going to venture any further on that. I'm going to go into I'm going to rely on further discussions of that which is not fully yet conceived, and to see if we can go deeper in trying to understand if it's unique to Lord Chaitanya that happens to him. Or another possibility is it's just, there's no Udipan, these just come up in him without any stimulus. And Devamrita Maharaj also suggested that by another reference for another quote. But I guess we can look at it in a very positive way, that we're hearing a lot about the opulences of Vaikuntha, and by so doing, it may help us to actually experience love for Krishna, and it may help us to stimulate, because if love for Krishna increases more and more in our hearts, by the more we hear about him, it may help to nourish the particular mood of which we want to love Krishna. So I'm very, very enlivened by these by these thoughts. I hope it wasn't too much, but these were I was just really, that particular, because there's no commentary to that, there's no purport to that verse that I just read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing the opulences and spiritual potencies of Krishna in this way, there was an awakening of love of Krishna within him. His mind became immersed in the sweetness of conjugal love, and he quoted the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. If we quote the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, we're going to move into some other place. And so I'm not going to quote the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjalila, chapter 21, text 100. Anyways, what does that have to do with what I'm talking about now in the verse? What did we just read? Oh, yes. We read about the devotees who are worshiping the Lord by different mantras. Just like it says here, they can realize his association by chanting his mantra, different syllable mantras, like the eight-syllable mantra described in Srimad Bhagavatam. The eight-syllable mantra is Om Namo Narayanaya. And as we know, there is a wonderful pastime described about in the pastimes of Ramanujacharya, how he was begging again and again and again, that he heard from his spiritual master, Gostipurna, that he had a mantra by which everybody could be delivered, and by which they could go back to Vaikuntha. And he came before Gostipurna, and he begged him for that mantra. And Gostipurna told him, please, I'll give you this mantra, but you have to after, of course, this is after repeated requests. Finally, Gostipurna agreed to give it to him on one condition, that he didn't give it to anyone else. So, understanding that condition, then Gostipurna gave him the mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya, which is the eight-syllable mantra by which one can achieve perfection. And by meditating on, worshipping that mantra, one can go to Vaikuntha. So, of course, we know the story. What did Ramanujacharya do? He decided that if this mantra can deliver everyone, then even if I go to hell for disobeying my spiritual master, then I'm ready to go to hell by disobeying my spiritual master. I should give this mantra to everyone. And then, of course, he went upon the rooftop and he started calling everybody, please come, I have something, the most valuable thing I want to give all of you, please come. And all the people were coming and gathering, and huge crowds were gathering, and as more and more crowds were gathering, he was staying there, please, I have something very valuable, I want you to listen to very, very attentively what I'm about to tell you. Please chant this mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. And then, of course, Gostipurna found out, and he was very angry, and became so angry, you know, he was thinking to reject his disciple. How could you do such a thing? You agreed you would not tell anyone. And then when Ramanujacharya told him that I'm ready to go to hell for disobeying your instructions, but I was simply thinking about how all these unfortunate souls that you have given me the most precious, valuable jewel by which one can achieve the Lord. And I had to give, even at the risk of disobeying you and risk of being punished. And of course, we know what happened, that when Gostipurna heard this from the mouth of Ramanujacharya, he fell at his feet. And he said, actually, you are my guru. I'm your disciple. Such was the glories of Ramanujacharya. But that's another story. But it was the eight-syllable mantra, which brings one to Vaikuntha. And we know that those who are worshippers in that sampradaya, generally they worship the Lord in Vaikuntha form. And those personalities who worship the Lord in that form, with that mantra, then if they worship him as in a perfect way, thinking of the Lord as the supreme controller, said among the sheltered devotees, those who worship the Lord as the supreme controller, they reach him in Vaikuntha. Another mantra, 12-syllable mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is a 12-syllable mantra. And this 12-syllable mantra, as we know, was given by Narada Muni to Dhruva Maharaj. And Dhruva Maharaj accepting the instructions of his spiritual master, Narada Muni, began reciting this mantra daily, performing austerities, and then as the result of the chanting of this mantra and his performance of austerities, the Lord appeared before him. And as we know, when the Lord appeared before him, I oftentimes explain this because it's a very relevant point. When the Lord appeared before Dhruva Maharaj, then the Lord agreed and told Dhruva Maharaj that by your worship I've come. And he began to describe how the Lord was fulfilling all his desires, all of Dhruva Maharaj's desires. And he told Dhruva Maharaj, because of your worship and because of these desires, I've come to fulfill your desires. You will be able to get a kingdom, and you'll sit on the throne for, I think it was 36,000 years, because he was very disturbed. He wanted to get the opportunity to have his own kingdom and to sit on the throne. So he gave him the benediction that you'll sit on the throne for 36,000 years, and you will remember me, you'll perform great sacrifices, and after your execution of your duties, you will be able to attain me. And then he also told him that your stepbrother, your stepbrother will enter the forest and he'll be killed by a forest fire. No, excuse me, he'll be killed. He'll be killed in the forest by, who was it that was? I can't remember. His brother was killed. Huh? The Yakshas. The Yakshas. That's right. The Yakshas. And then your stepmother, Saruchi, upon hearing that your brother, Uttama, is killed, she'll enter into the forest looking for him, and she'll be devoured by a forest fire. And then the Lord told him all of these things, and then the Lord left. And then Dhruva Maharaj was overwhelmed with lamentation, because in his prayers, upon seeing the Lord, when the Lord appeared before him, in his prayers, the only thing he asked the Lord for was, please let me always be in the association of your devotees. That's all he asked for. But the Lord made no mention of that when he gave the benedictions to Dhruva Maharaj. The only thing he mentioned was all the previous desires Dhruva Maharaj had. Those desires which was his impetus for approaching the Lord for the fulfillment of those desires. And the Lord said, I've come to fulfill all your desires. Now, all your desires are fulfilled. And the result of having all his desires fulfilled was that he was miserable. You would think somebody has all their desires fulfilled, they'd be ecstatic. But Dhruva was miserable. Why was he miserable? Because he was thinking, and Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur describes in the commentaries to these verses, he was describing that Dhruva Maharaj was thinking that the Lord must think I'm duplicitous. He must think that I really didn't mean what I said, that I wanted only association of his devotees. And he must think that what I wanted were all these things which I didn't want anymore. But that's all he gave to me. He didn't give me association of devotees. But of course he did give him association of devotees. Because he said, you will come, you will get your own planet, and the Lord will be there, and that planet. And we understand that after serving as king for 36,000 years, then the Vaikunthavasis, Vaikunthadutas came in their special airplane. They took Dhruva Maharaj, who stepped on the head of death personified. The Vaikunthavasis were there to welcome him, to take him. It also was given a suitable body for entering into Vaikuntha, but he instead went to his own planet, Dhruvaloka, which was, of course, one of the Vaikuntha planets, which is within this universe. But it was still Vaikuntha, which he obtained by the chanting of his mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And he got that as his destination. And these different destinations and were all achieved by the devotees who meditated on and worshipped and chanted the mantra. And therefore, in this verse, it just states in the commentary that devotees of Narayan can realize his association by chanting his mantra. Since all of Lord Narayana's mantras call upon his holy names, the 12-syllable mantra mentioned here refers indirectly to all the Lord's mantras, not just the mantra of 12 syllables, as effective means for achieving Vaikuntha. Of course, we know the Maha Mantra is not the mantra of Vaikuntha, but Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. The Maha Mantra, we understand, is the worship of Krishna and Radharani, and it is the Yugala Mantra. But it is the means for achieving the highest destination, and for those who chant the 16-syllable mantra, 32-syllable mantra, and excuse me, and meditating on the Lord in this way, then of course, as described in the Mastakam, then the Lord, by their dint of their meditation, by the dint of their perfect worship, by the dint of the form upon whom they are meditating, they go beyond Vaikuntha, and they get to associate and come under the shelter of that form which is most dear to them. So, devotees who worship the Lord perfectly with any of his mantras attain his shelter in the next life. And among the sheltered devotees, those who worship him, the Lord, as the Supreme Controller, not those like Gopakumar, who chants his mantra, who worships the Lord not as the Supreme Controller, but who is actually worshiping the Lord as a friend, but still, because he was thinking of him as the Supreme Controller, that's why he did enter Vaikuntha, as we explained before, but we know why he won't stick there. He won't stay. He is, nothing sticks to him except Marangopal. There's an expression in English like Teflon. Nothing sticks to him. It's like nothing will stick to Teflon. Nothing sticks to him wherever he goes. His meditation is Madangopal. And therefore, he worships the Lord perfectly with that mantra and achieves the shelter and destination of his meditation. So, that's I was going to read the next verse, but I guess we'll have to do that next verse on Saturday. Saturday. Today's Monday? Yes. Saturday. Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I thought I just will explain. I haven't made any decisions yet. But it seems that now more devotees are joining because it's being simultaneously translated into Russian. And it seems that at some point I could just go continuously. However, I still haven't figured out how to adjust to the different times. And because this time is, I understand, is best for devotees in North America. And anyways, maybe somebody has a suggestion, but for the time being meaning at least for this week, maybe next week, I don't know. I'm not going that far. We're going to continue in the same way we've been doing it. Mondays and Saturdays, English. And Sundays and Wednesdays, Russian. Although it's in English too. I don't know. It's too bewildering for me. What is the other time? The other time is 10 o'clock in the morning, which is 7:30 in the morning for Moscow, 6:30 for Kiev. And I don't think that's a very, very conducive time for North America. It's probably 11:30 at night for North America, which is not so good. I don't know. I'm not going to venture into a solution now. I'm not going to do a poll. I'm just letting you know these are some thoughts that I don't have a solution for, and I'm waiting for the solution to manifest itself. And if anybody would like to contribute to its manifestation, you can do so. You can do so in the chat section or by some other means. But for now, I'm going to continue exactly the same way. And the only change is that on Monday and Saturday, there'll be a simultaneous translation in Russian. Same time, same sections. We're doing same sections. Because I fell way behind with the Russian-speaking devotees because I've been speaking sentence by sentence. So that's why we're probably about 50 verses behind the English. That's it. I'm not going to go any further with this. We'll end. No, we won't end here. We're supposed to chant japa. But we'll end class here. And we can chant some japa. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Siddhi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. A short announcement. Do I have a translator for this short announcement? Can you please? Yes, translator still there. Okay, thank you. I just received a message as I was just turning on the screen, stating that as many of you probably know, we're changing the link for reasons already explained, and the new link has been created, and there was a blog that was posted The organizers posted on my website stating that the link will be changed on Wednesday, but the message I just received before I began class today is because of some problems that many devotees have mail.ru email addresses, that there's difficulties communicating to devotees with mail.ru email addresses, and you won't be able to get a communication, something like that, I'm not sure. But the date that the change will take place with the new link will now be on Saturday, and it won't be on Wednesday. Wednesday will be this same link. This same link. And you should probably, many devotees, you may wonder, why aren't you receiving an email with a link? You might have to check your spam mail. Sometimes emails disappear into your spam folder because your provider may think this isn't an ordinary email. So if you don't get an email between now and Saturday, you might want to check your spam folder. If you don't know what a spam folder is, Google will tell you. So, I'm going to end here, we can end in our traditional way. I don't think I have any other announcements. Saturday, we'll change the link. Wednesday, this same link. New link will be posted on the website for those who go onto my website. Пожалуйста, you're welcome to go there. You'll find it there. For those who don't go on my website, you might have to go to depend on an email for it. There may be other ways coming up. I don't know. But those are two ways that I know of right now that you can find out. And you will be begged with folded hands, although you may not see them in the email and you may not see them in the blog, but the folded hands will be there. Please do not share the link and the passcode on social networks. Otherwise, we may get unwanted visitors into our japa sessions. Thank you very much. Boy, this really, I don't like talking about these things. I think from now on, I'm going to have the organizers speak about these things at the end. I don't need to. I don't. Anyways, please be aware of that, organizers, that you'll be requested to discuss these topics in the future. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sidvaita Gadadhar, Shiva Siddhi Gaurda Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.